Hey, good morning, everybody. We are Grand Forks. We're GFBS. I got no microphone again. Anyway, it's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, January 16th, brought to you by Rumors Sports Bar and Casino. Tell you what, head on over to Rumors. Today, you get boneless wings for just $8 if you're hungry, all right? They got buses to all UND sporting events. Well, the big ones, anyway. Big concerts, all that stuff. You can go in there, bet on the horses, play bingo, try your luck with charitable gambling. They got room for parties, Monday nights, DJ trivia night. Always a ton of things going on, fun things. Rumors Sports Bar and Casino. Come and check it out right here in the Grand Cities Mall, all right? Air weather today, there is a wind chill advisory in effect until noon today. Wind chills could be 30 to 40 below zero. Be careful out there. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies today and a high of about 7 degrees above zero. Minnesota woman Diana Nelson been sentenced to 20 years in prison as part of a plea agreement for her involvement in trafficking fentanyl. In this case, Nason had 10 years of her sentence suspended. She'll serve 10 years in prison. She and her girlfriend, Mary Fettick, were arrested during a traffic stop in September when the police discovered over 2,500 fentanyl pills in the possession of Nason and her girlfriend, Mary Fettick. They were admitted that they were on their way to sell the drugs in Grand Forks. Well, East Grand Forks Mayor Steve Gander has announced that he'll seek the Republican endorsement for the Minnesota House 1B seat this fall and will not seek re-election as mayor of East Grand Forks. On Friday, Republican Representative Deb Keel announced the 2024 legislative session would be her last. The Crookston resident has served for 7 terms. Now, Gander has held the top spot in East Grand Forks for the past 8 years after a stint on the city council. Gander says he'll miss his role as mayor, but the city is headed in the right direction. Okay. Senator Kevin Cramer was asked to give his take on the battle for the Republican nomination for president. I think the sooner that Republicans accept the fact that Donald Trump is going to be our nominee and we consolidate our support around him, the better off we'll be, said Cramer. Cramer says Republicans need to focus on making Trump the best nominee that he can possibly be and says the sooner the better. As far as a VP pick, Cramer says he'd like to see Trump pick someone who adds a broader base to the party. Hey, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish today. Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand Cities Mall. It's an omelet with andouille sausage. Yeah, andouille sausage in an omelet. Are you kidding me? Add a little provolone and a touch of basil pesto served with potatoes, breakfast potatoes of your choice, and choice of toast, only $10. How about that? Or try the brand new menu. It's fantastic. Get the daily dish or off the new menu. Your Moe's Cafe right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Well, admission for the Minnesota State Fair will not go up next summer. The Board of Managers voted not to increase ticket prices at its annual meeting over the weekend. Now, gate admission will remain at $18 for fairgoers ages 13 to 64 and $16 for kids ages 5 to 12 and seniors 65 and older. Now, the Minnesota State Agricultural Society, which oversees the fair, approved more than $10 million for maintenance projects and capital work on the fairgrounds this year. Finally, in sports, Marc-Andre Fleury surpassed Patrick Waugh for sole possession of second place in NHL history with 552 career victories as the Minnesota Wild finally got a win last night. 5-0 over the visiting New York Islanders last night in St. Paul. Boys High School hockey tonight, Eastside at home against Roseau, and the battle for the Gambucci Cup tonight at Eagles Arena. Grand Forks River at home against Grand Forks Central. Game time at 7:30. High school hoops tonight. Boys action as Red River hosting West Fargo Cheyenne. East Side is at Thompson. And girls basketball tonight, Red River at West Fargo Cheyenne. East Side at Roseau. And high school wrestling, Fargo North at Grand Forks Central Duel tonight. And the NFL playoffs last night have the Bills beating the Steelers 31-17. Tampa Bay Buccaneers whooping up on the Philadelphia Eagles 32-9. Well, there you go. That's a look at your morning update brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in around a golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls at the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more, all on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person Scramble League. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. Well, Hidden Agenda is back at 11 o'clock today. Boy, we're going to be talking about a bunch of things. Iowa caucuses, local government, bad government. And you know what? Whatever else makes you scratch your head and think, well, yeah, I better leave it at that. Make sure to tune in and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again. Yeah.